In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, January the 5th, 2018. I'm David Knight. We're going to have some updates to what's been going on in the last 24, 48 hours with this book. It's absolutely amazing to watch this unfold. I think a lot of mistakes have been made by key players here. We're going to talk about that. Another big mistake that's being made today is Jeff Sessions. Actually, started yesterday. Jeff Sessions saying that he's going to overturn the Obama administration directive. And let me point out that the whole war on drugs is a fraud. And I hope that he does do this, because I hope that we litigate this and litigate it on the basis of what the law and the Constitution says. We don't pay any attention to the Constitution anymore. Instead, and we don't pay any attention to the laws. So there's no law, there's no Constitution, but what we do have are some directives, some orders. And so you got an order from the Attorney General under Obama saying, all right, now we're going to let you have marijuana recreationally if you choose to do so at the state level. And then Jeff Sessions comes in and says, no, I've decided otherwise. We're not going to be ruled in this country by dictates. And things are not going to change based on the whims of whoever gets elected. We don't have elections every 4 years so we can elect a new dictator of the United States. I'm sick and tired of this. And this is why I speak out about marijuana and the rest of drug prohibition. It's not because I want to use it. I'll use it with or without their permission if somebody in my family needs it medically. I'm not interested in it recreationally. I'm not interested in alcohol recreationally. That was a failed experiment, but at least the people in the early 20th century had enough respect for the rule of law, respect for the Constitution, that they passed the 18th Amendment. Because we have something called the 9th and the 10th Amendment, which meant that they had to have the 18th Amendment. The 9th and the 10th Amendment talk about the rights of the people and the powers of the states. That's another thing. People don't even get that right. They're talking about states' rights. States don't have rights. States have power. States have authority that they never gave up to the federal government, and they need to exercise that power, that authority, and it needs to begin right now. And liberals need to understand, you know, they poo-poo the whole idea about Agenda 21 coming from the UN or the 2030 Agenda from the UN. Hey, they agree with that. They agree with those things. So they stick their nose up and say, you're a bunch of conspiracy theorists and so forth. Well, look. It is a UN agenda, and that's the way they operate. And the war on drugs is a UN agenda. Liberals, understand that. They created the four schedules. They put the drugs in those four schedules. They did it in 1961. In 1971, 10 years later, Richard Nixon used it verbatim. That's why the UN puts out these agendas. They say, hey, it'd be nice if you do this, 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 this. It's kind of like the ALEC. Legislative agendas that are done for mainly Republican legislators. They get together, they wine and dine them at events, and then they write out the laws, and they give it to them, and they say, all you have to do is put your name on it at the bottom, put the name of the state on the top, and hand it in. That's your homework assignment. We've already done all the work for you. You just need to fill it out with the state's name and sign it with your name and put it in, and we'll make sure that you get it passed. And that's the way the UN Agenda 21, UN Agenda 2030 for sustainability, that's the way the UN Agenda for the War on Drugs works. Go back and look at the way the UN reacted to this when we started legalizing marijuana on a state-by-state basis. The most important thing, and everybody has to come together, it's the Second Amendment as well as pot. Maybe those two things will unite the left and the right under the Constitution. Maybe we'll return to a Constitution. All right, stay with us. We'll come back. We're going to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at the Spectre bug. It's inside the Intel processors that affects every computer, every cell phone for the last 10 years. You've got a vulnerability. We'll be right back.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTru Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You found it. It's the real news. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
It was Friday, January the 5th, 2018. I told you last year, a couple of weeks ago, I told you that Sessions' Justice Department was laying down a RICO statute to come after the Clinton Foundation and other aspects of the Clintons, to take the funds of anybody who is involved with or partners in, corrupt organizations. It's basically taking the RICO statute, which, by the way, I don't like. I think that it, overthrows the Constitution, like so many other things that Jeff Sessions is now starting to talk about. We'll get to the pot issue here in just a moment. But it has been a prosecutorial tactic by people going after organized crime, going after the mafia. And, of course, it's something that I would expect Jeff Sessions, who is an advocate of civil asset forfeiture, another egregious violation of the Constitution. Nevertheless, it is a tactic that he would be using. And so when we look at the executive order that was signed on December 21st, and immediately you had Eric Schmidt resign, distance himself from Google. Maybe that was coincidental. I don't think it was coincidental, however, that one of the individuals named in that executive order, they said, you know, we're going to come after people that are in other countries that are corrupt and so forth, and we're going to attach and seize the assets of people in this country. And they listed 13 individuals, six of whom have very close ties to the Clintons. One of them, Dan Gerstler, had a corrupt relation with a lot of different third world countries through a company called Glencore. The guy who was the founder of Glencore was pardoned. Mark Rich was pardoned on Bill Clinton's last day in office. And coincidentally, there had been $450,000 given to the Clinton Library. Now, immediately upon Dan Gerstler being mentioned in that executive order, Glencore cut all of its ties to him. And Eric Schmidt resigned and so forth. And on it goes. I believe that's a tactic. And now it has come out. The Hill has said the Justice Department, according to many official sources with them, has already begun a new Clinton Foundation probe. They've already deposed a witness who said they were very professional, very, very thorough in their questions about what is going on with this. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit more detail. But the other thing I think that's interesting that's going on with the Justice Department here is, of course, what everybody is talking about with the pending overturning of dictates, I guess we could call it. Because as I said at the top of the hour, we don't have a country that is ruled by the Constitution. We don't have a country that is ruled by the law. We have a country that operates off of the directives of attorney generals or presidents or whatever, you know, things like the Dreamer memos. That becomes, you know, regardless of what the Constitution says or what any law says or any immigration policy by a subsequent president, even not allowed to take that back. But because we had some memos that were written, we have the Dreamer Act. And because we had some memos that were written, people said, oh, good, now we can use marijuana and we can have elections and we can do it recreationally. And now we've got a new attorney general and he's got new directives. So we don't have the Constitution. We don't have the law. We just have directives, which are nothing but dictates, because we elect a new dictator every 4 years. And we got to get past this. And I hope we have this fight. I really do hope we have this fight. And I hope they fight it along constitutional grounds. You know, I mentioned a couple of times the headline of how The View hosts, you know, the program The View, Joy Behar and others, how they said that under Trump, you know, gay people are going to be getting stoned in the streets. I had somebody send me an email. I thought it was very funny. He says, that's already happening. He said, just take a look at the CNN and NBC pictures of everybody smoking marijuana in the streets on New Year's Day. Yeah, they are getting stoned in the streets. Not just gay people, straight people. Everybody is getting stoned in the streets. I don't support drug use. I support the Constitution. I don't drink alcohol. I oppose prohibition. And we didn't even do it legally this time. Not even an attempt to do it legally. The other thing we're going to talk about here in a moment is Spectre. Of course, the specter of vulnerability. Let's talk about that right now, as a matter of fact, because it's something you need to think about. It has now been learned that there is a flaw in Intel hardware chips. That flaw allows, and this is in processors from Intel, AMD, and ARM, could allow malicious actors to steal passwords and other secret data. It became public this week. However, the CEO of Intel was aware of this chip vulnerability before. And he sold off $24 million worth of company stock. Uh-oh. There's going to be a lot of people who are upset about this because it's going to affect a lot of people. Zero Hedge says everyone is affected. These reports about being able to get passwords and secure data because of the flaw in these Intel chips and the Intel design, because AMD and these others are basically second sources for the manufacture of the Intel design. But as Zero Hedge article points out, all computers with Intel chips from the past 10 years appear to be affected. Or infected, if you wish. It's just a matter of time before you are infected, if you aren't already. But, of course, we've been telling you this, haven't we? President Trump said, if you got anything important, write it down on a sheet of paper. Don't use this electronic stuff. And he's absolutely right. As Bloomberg helpfully puts it, they say, Intel's microprocessors are the fundamental building block of the Internet, of corporate networks, of PCs, of all your Apple computers and iMacs as well. All your Google Chromebooks, Microsoft products, you name it. Everything now runs on the Intel processor. You know, for a while, when the Mac first came out, it used a Motorola processor. But then they made that change when they went to OS X a long time ago. It's many generations now they've been using an Intel design. And so everybody uses that. And so what they're saying is, USA Today and other people are saying, well, do you own a Mac, a PC, or even a smartphone? Well, there's a major security flaw that means that you need to do this now. They're saying, you got to go update. I say, take off anything on your computer, if you're foolish enough to put it there, that is important or secure or passwords, and don't put anything important on those things. Because it isn't just the Intel flaw. And I absolutely refuse. One of the major annoyances of my life is the constant nagging from Apple computer to update my phone, my computer, everything multiple times a day. I am so sick and tired of it. I'm not going to do it. I didn't need Apple to confess that they were going to slow my computer down intentionally. I just figured it was bad software, sloppy work that they didn't vet. And it's why I refuse to do it. I mean, I've had long experience with that. I bought the first Mac within about a month of it coming out. I bought the first iPhone on the first day it sold. I'm an engineer. I like new technology. I like smart technology. But I'm also a libertarian. I don't like to be spied on. And I've seen the abuse and misuse of this stuff long before Ed Snowden started talking about it. And it's made me very angry. Technology can be a great thing if we control it. I will not be controlled by technology. I will not be controlled by Apple, by Google, by these Silicon Valley megalomaniacs. And I'm not a Luddite. I think we need to take it back. As a matter of fact, I love the idea of blockchain cryptocurrencies. I hope we can use those things as leverage to shut down the control that has been put upon us by central banks and by the government. I'm very optimistic that somebody like Kim.com or others, maybe John McAfee or somebody, is going to come up with an internet system that transcends these people. But I wouldn't even trust that. Anything that is like that, that everybody has access to, in theory, they can, clever people will find a way in. Don't put your stuff that is important on this. That's the bottom line. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you something that is very important that other people are putting on there that you have no control over. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight. I want to tell you some more about this computer hack, where this is going and other things that are involved in this. But before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the specials that we have to make your life healthier and better in the new year. Take responsibility for your own life. As I said before, you know, don't be passive to the drugs or even the technology that other people are handing out to you. Do your own research. Set up your own life. Set up your own routine. Determine where you're going to put the firewalls for the government, for Silicon Valley, intruding into your life. Because now it has become that. Silicon Valley sees itself as our governors. and that they have a right to know everything about us and to manipulate us. You have to understand that the metadata that these people collect, as Clapper and others are saying, we're just getting the metadata, that's nothing. We're not recording your phone calls and so forth. And it's like, oh, well, you know, they do actually record your phone calls. That this article just came out saying that some of these companies are listening, even when you get your phone turned off, they listen to what you're listening to on television, so they know how to profile you, know how to spend their advertising money and so forth and so on. There could be a lot more sinister things that are going on as well that are coming from the government, not just these people. So the metadata, however, is the most important thing, because if they collect the metadata, they can use algorithms to, they're not necessarily interested in you specifically. They're interested in the collective herd mind. And if they look at metadata on social media, they can tell what the herd is thinking. They can try then to manipulate the herd, and they can then look at it again and say, did these manipulations work? Is the herd following me? And so forth. So that's the key thing that you have to understand about technology. And it's what you have to understand about controlling your own life, setting borders for your own life, not just at the borders of our country, but in terms of talking about what you can do to make your life better. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have extended the specials into the new year. We've got 50% off or more on many different items. We have Super Male Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. That's a key thing, free shipping. Brain Force Plus, 50% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formulation, those are all 50% off with free shipping. And we have some of our newest products, the Real Red Pill, Cell Force, Alpha Power, all three of those, 50% off with free shipping. Do some research. See what these various products can do. Look at the ingredients in them. Look at the reviews. Do your own research on the internet. We stand by these products, by the ingredients that are in them. And we encourage you to look at not only what you personally need, but to look at these ingredients and to look at the effectiveness of these ingredients and take advantage while this is lasting. 50% off and more in some cases, 67% off for Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. And we do appreciate your support. That's what funds this operation. That's what keeps us independent. All right, let's get back to this flaw in Intel processors that they say goes back for processors in the last 10 years or so. Pretty much any brand of computer that you use now is going to have these processors in it. And it's going to even include your cell phones. Now, Microsoft has released a patch. Apple has released a patch. They're encouraging you to upgrade your software. I told you what I think about that. Now, AMD has been listed as one of the three processor companies, Intel, ARM, and AMD. AMD has said that their stock surged on news of Intel's misfortune. They said there is near zero risk to its processors because of differences in the way they're designed and built. They said, to be clear, the security research team identified three variants targeting speculative execution. The threat and the response to the three variants differ by microprocessor company, and AMD is not susceptible to all three variants. Notice the qualification. And the bottom line is this. As we said for the longest amount of time, and as President Trump said, don't put anything important on your computer. It's just that simple. I'm not updating my computer. I'm taking anything that's important off of it. If I have anything, I'll go back and double down and look at this. But meanwhile, while all this is happening, we got the Consumer Electronics Show beginning. Maybe it already has begun. It's like the first week of the new year in Vegas, typically. But it's been tipped that Nissan has technology that is going to read your brain and either drive the car for you or help you drive the car. And it's like, you know what? I've got something that reads my brain right now and drives my car. It's called my hands and my feet. I don't need that. Now, this is a great thing if you are disabled, if you're quadriplegic or something, and you can't drive your car. You know, quite frankly, if I'd lost the use of my hands, I would get a specially built car so I could still control it with my feet. But if you don't have hands and you don't have feet, maybe this is something you might want to use. But let's not disable everybody else by putting us under the control of some blank computer, okay? Come on, guys. In the light of this, where we say that every computer, every cell phone device for the last 10 years has got some kind of a flaw that's going to let people intrude it. If you didn't understand already how these things are like a leaking sieve when it comes to people being able to get into your computer, this should be a wake-up call. I'm not giving them, I don't want people to have access to my data. I can't control them getting access to my phone, so I just don't put my data on my phone. But I'm not going to give them access to my brain. Come on. I mean, if you got a brain, use it. Use it before you lose it, folks. They even call it B2V. Isn't that wonderful? They've got these little acronyms. I'll tell you what's coming. There is a black box that is called V2V, vehicle-to-vehicle communication. Now, they're going to sell that. Of course, any technology has good and bad aspects to it, right? So they always focus on only the good aspects. They never talk about what happens if their technology fails or if it's exploited by people who don't want to use that. And so V2V is going to allow cars, if they see something in the road, to communicate that back to the cars behind them and so forth. But they also have V2I, vehicle to infrastructure technology. And the Department of Transportation in Washington has already started talking about mandating black boxes that you have to put into your cars. Even if you've got an old car, you would have to put this kind of stuff in. Because they want to know where you're going. They want to know how you're driving. Are you speeding up too fast? Are you slowing down too quickly? Are you taking that turn too quickly? Did you violate the speed limit? Oh, we'll generate an automatic ticket for you and raise your insurance rate till we force you out of the car. That's the way these people are going to use it. And actually, there's some awareness of that now, even from National Review, The War on Driving to Come. He sees where this is going, but he doesn't understand why. For the most part, he sees where it's going. He doesn't understand why, and he doesn't see the final end result. He bemoans the fact that we lose our freedom and our independence, but he doesn't understand this is part of Agenda 21, to control and to confine you. That's what this is based on, and it's based on crony capitalism, and he doesn't see that. So let's hope that things go the way that they appear to be going for Tesla, one of these people who seems to be able to not only get subsidies with crony capitalism, but has this reality distortion field around him where everything works for him. He's now being called out by famous auto executives like Bob Lutz to say, we'd never get away with this kind of stuff that he's putting out there. You know, his production on Tesla 3, they got such a backlog in orders at the rate they're producing them even lately. It's 64 and a half years.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why
thanking you for all your support. We are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The elusive Matt Drudge has hinted there may be a shakeup at Breitbart News. He tweeted a photo of Andrew Breitbart with the accompanying text. The terrific Larry Solove and Susie Breitbart will take Breitbart into the fresh future. Has it really been 10 years since Andrew told me on Santa Monica Pier he was going to do it? His first hire, Alex Marlowe, became one of the best news editors in the world. The Washington Times reports that Solove was Andrew Breitbart's longtime friend and business partner, who became the president and CEO of Breitbart News after Andrew's sudden and tragic death in 2012. Although he was brought on initially to serve in a more advisory function, Bannon's influence has steered the site in recent years. After the president's verbal dressing down of his former staffer, it seems unlikely Steve Bannon will stay at the helm of Breitbart. Drudge's tweet suggests a decision has all but been made to oust Bannon, and those who helped create Breitbart are taking back the reins. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, one of the things that I wanted to mention when we're talking about every computer, every smartphone, for the last 10 years, they're saying is now vulnerable because of a hardware flaw. Newsflash, they've been vulnerable. But maybe this is a wake-up call for the humans who continue to use them and continue to put information that is sensitive on these phone networks. But let's understand there's another aspect of this, besides the fact that we now have a consumer electronics show, Nissan, saying, now we're going to let computers have access to your brain. There's another aspect of this, and that is the computers have access to our votes, don't they? We're increasingly getting rid of paper ballots. You know, we have the Democrats who are out there saying, oh, those Russians, they rigged the election. It's like, okay, yeah, well, you know, one of the things we can do is get voter ID. No, we can't do that. Or, you know, even for massive fraud. I mean, we're talking about voting fraud. We're talking about retail fraud. When we're talking about the actual machines themselves and who can control them and rig them, and of course, they're very careful to say, the election was hacked. But I don't mean that they got into the machines. No matter what happens, they want to maintain your confidence in electronic voting machines. And they are far more vulnerable than your cell phones, quite frankly. I mean, every time there's an election, we run all the different reports where a university professor, some of his engineering or software students go in and say, hey, look, we got this thumb drive. We stick it in. We tell it to do a certain switch a certain percentage of the votes from candidate A to candidate B. And then remove itself at the end of all this. See, it's very simple. You just do this. And nobody will ever know the difference. And so we need to get away from these electronic voting machines. It allows fraud far more easily in a far broader way than even the voter ID fraud that we're looking at. And, of course, sadly, that was terminated by the Trump administration. There were people that were pushing back against that. They said, we're going to look into the elections. We're going to look into voter ID fraud and things like that. Voter registration fraud. They pulled back on that. So they're not even going to look at that. But let's hope that they will do something about getting rid of the paperless voting machines. Again, if we go back to the election that was just in Alabama, I find it very suspicious and quite obnoxious, frankly, that you would have after one judge says, this is a very close election as the rest, and this is immediately after the, within 24 hours, less than 24 hours. They said, this is so close, only 1.5% difference. There's a lot of votes that haven't come in from the military. So let's preserve the records here so that we can go back and do an audit. Do not allow these things to be destroyed. And then another judge comes in and says, no. Destroy those records. Destroy those records. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? We've seen the same thing happen here in Texas. We've reported on it multiple times how the guy that runs our elections here in Texas, run by Republicans, both places, actually, quite frankly. This is not just a Democrat problem. They all want to be able to rig the machines in their particular area. It's the levers of power, isn't it? And so here in Texas, the way they do it is they make sure that they don't preserve these records. Every election, we have the guy who runs our elections violate the Texas Constitution, Texas election laws, and tell everybody, don't preserve those records. And then they make sure they get machines that don't have the capability of numbering each individual ballot. I mean, you could make that a requirement before you buy their machines, couldn't you? Because that is a requirement of the Texas Constitution. Going back to when we had paper ballots, every ballot had to be numbered so we could understand if somebody was stuffing the ballot. But now this guy that we've got who ran when he saw me with a microphone to interview him, we went down and talked to the guy and said, hey, we'd like to talk to the director of elections. And I guess he figured it's going to be another puff piece where somebody says, you think it's going to be a big turnout this year? Oh, yeah. I think everybody's really interested in this election. We're really looking forward to it. No, it wasn't going to be that kind of a puff piece. And he walked down the stairway. And he saw me holding the microphone, my cameraman there. The microphone had an InfoWars flag on it. And he stops. And he takes about 1 second. He didn't move or say anything. And he shakes his head and he goes, no way. And he starts going up the stairs. And so we went back and yelled at him up the stairs, yelled the questions, which he didn't reply to. But they were rhetorical questions, right? Didn't need a reply. We know what they're doing. And you should be aware of what's going on, and you should support this bipartisan. Look, there's a bipartisan effort to rig the elections, and now we got a bipartisan effort, 6 senators, to unrig the elections to some degree, because it is far easier. It's not, you're not going to rule out fraud. You'll never do that completely. There'll never be a perfect system, but you can put systems in place that make it far easier or far more difficult to commit fraud. And quite frankly, electronic voting machines makes it far, far easier. And paper makes it far more difficult. So a bipartisan group of 6 senators has introduced legislation. It's called the Secure Elections Act. You know what? They pay attention when you send them communications. You don't have to call these people up and tell them why you support this or why they should do it. You don't have to convince them. You just have to just register the fact that you're interested in this. And this is a position that I take. I'm in favor of this or I'm opposed to that. You just call up and tell them that and their staff will do that. Doesn't take a lot of time. Do that and let these people know that you want Secure Elections Act. The bill aims to eliminate insecure paperless voting machines from American elections while promoting routine audits that would dramatically reduce the danger of interference from foreign governments. Let's do something with this Russian conspiracy theory. Let's turn this into something good. let's say, yeah, we're worried about foreign elections and foreign interference. So let's get rid of the computers that are, that it's increasingly being turned over to. Because as I point out before, Smartmatic, one of the key electronic voting machine companies, was created by friends of Hugo Chavez so that he could win the elections there. And it has been used in the Philippines. It's been used in Brazilian elections. Massive corruption. One of the other things you can do to audit this election, which they will never do, is to report the exit polls and not by demographic crosstabs. I don't want to hear. I mean, get something for people to talk about as they're covering the election. They can say, well, this many men voted for that candidate, that many women, or people of this sex or this religion or this economic background. I don't want demographic crosstabs. I want to know that in this section of the state, this many people voted for A and this many people voted for B based on exit polls. And then I want to see the results and I want to compare them because that's what our State Department does. And if that difference is greater than 4%, the State Department says, this was a rigged election. So let's do that kind of audit. That's not hard to do. We have the exit polls that are being conducted all the time, but they hide that information from you. Just like those judges in Alabama hid the information from you. We know they're crooks. We know they're rigging the elections. And we know how to stop it. And you need to get behind this and do something about it. It's been reported on by several people. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about Jeff Sessions. You know, it's interesting. The Freedom Caucus Republicans have called for Jeff Sessions to resign. These are the guys that are real libertarians and conservatives, small government people. And it's not over the pot directive that I'm also going to talk about. They're calling for him to resign. And these are people like Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan. They're calling for him to resign because of all the leaks from the Justice Department. You know, we're talking about, oh, Bannon, you know, he's leaking all this stuff from the White House. So he's bad. Well, what about the leaks from the Justice Department that nothing is being done about? Okay, let's do something about that. Say they said the alarming number of FBI agents and Department of Justice officials who are sharing information with reporters in clear violation of investigative standards that Americans expect and should demand, said Meadows and Jordan. They wrote this in an op-ed piece for the Washington Examiner. How many FBI agents and Department of Justice officials have illegally discussed aspects of an ongoing investigation with reporters? When will it stop? And they call on Jeff Sessions to resign. Now I'm going to call on Jeff Sessions to resign for a different reason when we come back. And that's because he's acting like a dictator in violation of the Constitution. We'll be right back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I want to talk about what Jeff Sessions is doing about pot. And of course, when I heard that, Doctor My Eyes made me think of that article that came out just recently, talking about a new treatment that would cure a certain kind of blindness that was, I think, genetic. But what was amazing about this was that they were going to charge something like $450,000 or $425,000 per eye. And I thought, just the unmitigated greed of that. I said, well, you know, what's it worth to you to have sight? It's like, okay, all right, that's where you're coming from, right? And you know, when I look at marijuana and medical marijuana, and it has been this way for a long time, you talk about people with glaucoma who will lose their sight. The American Ophthalmology Association. We're talking about all the different treatments for ophthalmology, for glaucoma. And they would say, well, you know, you got this, and here's all the side effects, stroke, heart attack, blah, 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 you know, all this kind of stuff. And, you got this, and it's got its side effects, you know, just like the commercials that you see on Fox and CNN. A long list of side effects. And it may work, it may not, but here's what it likely might do to you. And then you look at what the American Ophthalmology Society says about glaucoma and pot. And they said, well, side effects on that are euphoria and increased appetite. Like, I could handle that. And then it says, but the problem with it is that there hasn't been any research, so you might underdose on it. It's like, well, I could handle that too if I needed to. The bottom line is that it's the greed of the pharmaceutical companies, just like the people withhold this treatment or want to charge people $500,000 per eye. It's also the greed of the pharmaceutical companies that has caused us to have this war on drugs from the UN. They've been partners in all this. They keep this going. And I want us to have this fight. I want to have this fight with Sessions. I don't want to drive him out for other things until we have this fight. Because it's very important to have this fight and to do it on the right basis. Yesterday, as many people reported, General Jeff Sessions, and I think that's a good way to reply to him. Let's not call him attorney, because because we're not doing anything with the law. He's just a general. He's issuing orders. General Sessions. On Thursday, he rescinded a trio of memos from the Obama administration, which were also orders and directives. They were just total BS. Unconstitutional. That it adopted a policy of non-interference with marijuana-friendly state laws. While many states have decriminalized or legalized marijuana use, they say the drug is still illegal under federal law, creating a conflict between federal and state law. No, there is a conflict between their policies and their federal laws and the Constitution, and that's what needs to be litigated. There isn't a conflict between federal and state laws. The federal government has no authority on this. And let me explain this to you. Okay? It's called the Bill of Rights. The Ninth and Tenth Amendment. Here's what the Ninth Amendment says. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others that are retained by the people. Okay? So, the people have rights. And even if we list these rights, as they did in the Bill of Rights, they started out, we have a right to free speech. We have a right to keep and bear arms for our own defense. That is a right of the people. And on and on. We have certain rights about due process and trials, which are also being ignored. We have certain rights about not being searched, which are being ignored. And on and on and on. Every one of these, 1 through 8, are being ignored. And I include in that number 3, because they are on our computers. We are housing government agents in our houses. They're in our computers. They're in our pockets. The cell phone you put in your pocket, maybe you should, you know, by the way, you shouldn't do that. Because it has physiological consequences for you besides privacy issues. But these people have violated 1 through 8. And they've done it with impunity because you won't do anything about it, America. American people don't want to rise up, stand up for their freedoms. They want to be kept safe and prosperous. And they have the mentality of slaves. The mentality of slaves. And so when we talk about this, however, understand that we're not going to be talking about states' rights. States don't have rights. People have rights. People have rights. And they retain those rights. And just because we listed 1 through 8, said we have this right, this right, this right, they went back and said, and you know what? That's not the only right that we have. We do have a right to be able to travel anywhere that we want to, even if you use your power to deny that. You're usurping that power. I have a right as an individual to go wherever I want to do it anonymously without your interference. And so those rights are retained even if we don't list them specifically. And then they said in number 10, the power is not delegated to the U.S. by the Constitution, nor prohibited to it by the states, are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. So there it talks about powers. See, the states have powers. The states have authority. The states have jurisdiction is what that means. And so when you have a situation where, you know, here's the headline, Washington Post. I love the Washington Post, right? The Amazon Bezos Post. Use of legalized marijuana threatened as Sessions rescinds an Obama-era directive that eased federal enforcement. Okay. And other mainstream media was putting it out there that basically Sessions is going to ease an Obama-era rule. And I tweeted about this. I said, mainstream media is saying that Sessions is going to ease an Obama-era rule to let the states decide on marijuana. Well, it's not an Obama rule. It's a Madison-Jefferson Constitution rule that's called the Tenth Amendment that I just read to you. Why did we need an alcohol prohibition amendment? And where is the one for pot? We don't have one because we don't have anybody that cares about the Constitution anymore or respects it. And that includes our General Sessions. I also tweet out, I said, I just heard them say, the Sessions is taking a law and order approach. Let me tell you what that approach is. What he is saying is, what I say is the law, and I am ordering you to do this. That is a dictatorship. You know, a dictatorship is when you have an authoritarian figure who dictates to you. The law is what he says it is. The law is in his mouth. The law is in his dictates. He is a dictator. We have a constitution. Read it and make these people obey it. Let's listen to what some of these people are saying. I've got a clip. I don't know if I'll have time to get to it. First, I want to tell you what some of the Republicans are saying. Charlie Baker, Republican governor of Massachusetts, called the Sessions policy the wrong decision. He pledged to review any potential impact. Well, that's pretty damn weak. Republican Governor Brian Sandoval of Nevada told the Daily Beast that he believed Nevada's marijuana industry is a model for other states. Bill Walker, the independent governor of Alaska, called the decision disappointing. We got to get some people with a backbone and a spine and a constitution in one of their hands to talk to these people. I'm sick and tired of these weak-kneed... I don't know. He's committed to upholding the will of Alaskans on the issue and maintaining that our state's sovereign rights, again, states don't have rights, states have powers. Use your power, nullify this, and if you can't nullify it, we're going to secede. That's the only way to handle these corrupt people in Washington. To manage our own affairs while protecting federal interests. Senator Cory Gardner, Republican of Colorado, went further, and I've got the clip from him. He said, hey, if you're going to do this, we're not going to confirm any of your nominees in the Department of Justice. Here's what he had to say.
Conversations that I had with then-Senator Jeff Sessions prior to his confirmation as Attorney General, what would happen with Colorado's marijuana policy? At the time, prior to his confirmation, then-Senator Sessions said that he didn't have any plans to, told me there were no plans to reverse the Cole Memorandum. Then-Senator Sessions told me that marijuana simply wasn't going to be on President Trump's agenda. That it was
Did
something
he take
that
an
they
oath to the Constitution
to
also?
That's something that President Trump simply wasn't going to focus on. That was back in the spring of 2016. And up until 8:58 this morning, that was the policy. One tweet later, one policy later, a complete reversal of what many of us on the Hill were told before the confirmation. What we had continued to believe the last year, and without any notification, conversation, or dialogue with Congress. Completely reversed. Now perhaps the Department of Justice didn't think this would be a big deal. I understand Jeff Sessions, Attorney General Jeff Sessions' opposition to marijuana, of legalization of marijuana. I opposed the legalization of marijuana in Colorado, but this is about a decision by the state of Colorado, and we were told that states' rights would be protected, and not just by the Attorney General. Then
we were told that by the Constitution, weren't we?
We were told that by then-candidate Donald Trump. In fact, in Colorado, in July of 2016, President Trump was asked this question. When asked if President Trump, then candidate Trump, would use federal authority to shut down sales of recreational marijuana in states like Colorado, then candidate Donald Trump said, quote, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, let's hold it right there. He's upset about that, right?
I'm very proud to announce
that he had assurances
of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I want to go back to the end of that clip because we ran out of time in this segment. It is important to understand what is going on here because this isn't about whether or not somebody in the Obama administration likes marijuana, and then Jeff Sessions has a personal preference to not like marijuana. That's fine. Okay. Jeff Sessions doesn't have to use it, but he does not have the legal right to tell people and to override the power of the states. We have the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, as I pointed out. And we've now got a representative, Senator Cory Gardner, a Republican of Colorado. And you heard that. He was very angry about that. I want to play the last 30 seconds or so of that clip where he was talking about, hey, I had assurances. I had assurances that they weren't going to do this. And he said, I don't favor it. I voted against the legalization of marijuana in Colorado, but we do have something, he called it states' rights, but it's states' power as recognized under the Constitution. So here's what Cory Gardner, who represents his people, you know, good for him, because he doesn't personally agree with the use of marijuana. He didn't want to see it legalized by the state, but the state did it. He represents the people in the state, so he's right to be upset about this. I wish he would do it on Ninth and Tenth Amendment grounds. But anyway, let's listen to what he had to say.
Candidate Donald Trump said, quote, I wouldn't do that. When asked if he, then candidate Trump, thinks Colorado should be allowed what to do what it's doing, then candidate Trump said, it's up to the states, absolutely. That was president, that was then candidate Trump's position. I would like to know from the Attorney General, why, what has changed? What has changed President Trump's mind that the Cole Memorandum would be reversed and rescinded?
Again, I wish you would say to them, not you made a campaign promise, but you took an oath to the Constitution, and here's what the Constitution says, and where's your amendment to prohibit anything? You don't have that. You don't have the authority. Say the Ninth and Tenth Amendment said you don't have that power. You don't have that. If it's not expressly given to you, you don't have that power. So they had to pass an 18th Amendment to prohibit alcohol. Then they did another one to make it legal again. They had to give themselves the power in the Constitution. They couldn't just take it as dictators. This is what is really sad about this. President Trump and Attorney General Sessions took an oath to the Constitution, which they now ignore. And, you know, quite frankly, it's interesting to see all these people who are even the ones who are speaking up against this, how they will dance around this issue and not bring up the constitutional authority to do this, because there is no constitutional authority for any of the war on drugs. And I think it says something about the fact that, as all of us know, there is no constitution that is running this country. It's long ago dead. And they use it to pretend that they have authority, but they don't. They absolutely reject it. So what we have are a bunch of orders from the Supreme Court, whatever their opinion happens to be, or orders from attorneys general, whatever their opinions happen to be, or orders from the presidents, whatever their opinions happen to be, and we just elect dictators. In the case of the Supreme Court, we don't even get to elect those guys, or even the attorney generals, but the attorney generals answer to the presidents that we elect. But the Supreme Court doesn't. The Supreme Court doesn't. So we've got a lot of people who take their oath to the Constitution and don't care about it. Don't care about it. You know, they're just kind of like what we're going to talk about coming up in the next hour about this book and the articles about it. And I can't believe what a lot of well-known, respected commentators are saying about this. Are we ever going to read? You know, there's a question, one of the things in here that said, Joe Scarborough said to President Trump, can you read? Do you read? And, of course, that was a sarcastic rhetorical question, didn't deserve an answer, the kind of stuff you get from Joe Scarborough. But the question is, as we look at this stuff, does anybody ever read any of this stuff? We'll come to this when we get back. Stay with us. Be right back with David Knight.
...2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, as we look at this whole thing that Sessions is doing about marijuana, it has another parallel there, too, and that is to the back and forth about this book that came out, the fight between Bannon and Trump and the media and so forth. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this. Talked a great deal about it yesterday. I wanted to talk about some other things before we got back into it. And there's one other thing I want to say about marijuana. As the Hill points out, the marijuana industry is being thrown into chaos by the Sessions decision. Because, you know, when you don't have a constitution anymore, and it just kind of depends on whatever the dictator you elect decides to do, regardless even of what they promise to do as they're running for dictator. When they take the oath to the Constitution, they don't care about that either. So we don't really know what they're going to do. And so it kind of plays havoc with our society as well as with our rights. As they stock prices plummeted, investors worried, business owners wondered whether they would now be subject to federal prosecution as Sessions prepares to rescind an Obama-era provision known as the Cole Memo. That's C-O-L-E, not C-O-A-L. See, that was the one where Obama was going to prohibit coal. And he pretty much did it with his executive orders. He didn't have power for that. And quite frankly, they didn't need the Cole Memo because there was no authority for the war on drugs anyway. And I keep saying that because nobody picks that up. Even these people who are furious about it, these Republicans, well, I'm very disappointed in this. Well, I had a promise from President Trump and from Attorney General Sessions that they wouldn't do this. It's like they swore an oath to the Constitution that says that they don't have the power to do it. They don't get to decide that. It's that people are afraid of how each U.S. attorney is going to respond to this. What does that tell you? It tells you that we're run by a bunch of petty dictators who do whatever they feel. You know, but it's going to be up to the whims of the individual U.S. attorneys as to how they're going to come after people. That's why everybody is upset about this. We can't allow this to happen. They say it's legal in six states, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Alaska, Nevada, California, plus the District of Columbia, Massachusetts, and Maine are set to legalize it later this year. And one of these governors, this one is a Democrat, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, said, make no mistake, as we have told the Department of Justice ever since I-502 was passed in 2012, we will vigorously defend our state's laws against undue federal infringement. Still, doesn't go back and reference the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. Come on. It doesn't have anything to do with I-502. I don't know what that is. Was that the number of the memo that he put out? I don't care what Obama's dictators said. I've got a constitution that these guys pretend gives them authority to run and to rule, rather. You know, going back to analogies, think of the Lord of the Rings, right? You had the rightful king, and then you had the stewards of Gondor who had usurped that right. They saw themselves as kings. They would do anything to keep the rightful king from returning. And that's what these guys are. These politicians who take office swear to uphold the Constitution, because the Constitution is our king. Lex rex, the law is the king under our tradition. But we have a lot of unfaithful stewards who are lying when they take that oath. And it seems to be both parties from the top to the bottom. They don't take that seriously whatsoever. And you know, when I look at the back and forth reporting, especially in the conservative media, I mean, do we have anybody that's going to read past headlines anymore? You have this excerpt out of a fictional book written by a guy who has a history of slander. And you have a liberal rag that has an anti-Trump bias and would also like to split the movement and has been working to do that for the entire last year. And they curate some comments and turn them into headlines. And on the basis of that, we now have the conservative movement reacting to this. Because just like these people who don't read the Constitution, we don't even bother to read the articles. We don't even bother to read the excerpts. Nobody has read the book because it hasn't been released. It's going to be released today. They've moved it up. But we don't bother to read that. You know, it's kind of like people who look at the headline. Yeah, we got this Constitution. Don't read it. And we'll tell you what it says. And that's what these people at The Guardian are saying. And we say, yeah, sure, okay. Well, that's what it says. Bannon said that. I can't believe Bannon said that. I can't believe it either. I don't believe it, as a matter of fact. He should have handled this differently. You know, this whole thing, let's go back to the words of Shakespeare in the Bible, because I think this whole thing is like a Shakespearean tragedy. And it could have been avoided with a little bit of advice from the Bible. Shakespeare said, not specifically talking about this book, but it certainly fits. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, but signifying nothing. It does play to confirm the biases of people on the left who want to believe this stuff. And boy, that's going to be one of the big fallout consequences from this. But I would say that the Bible has something to say about this as well. It has something to say to both Trump and to Bannon and their responses to this whole thing. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And you know what? If these two guys were my sons, I would tell them, go sit in a closet, read Proverbs, and do a book report on it when you come out and tell me what you learned from this. But they're not my sons. They're older than I am. You know, when I look at this, and I tweeted this out yesterday, I said, you know, Trump poured fuel with his fury, okay? He poured fuel on fire and fury. And Bannon's refusal to correct the record based on his pride after he saw the angry tweet of Donald Trump, who just came in and just read the headline, didn't bother to read what is in it, or just said, you know, hey, this, yesterday I had Lee Stranahan on and he said, well, that sounds like Bannon. Well, yeah, it probably does. Not necessarily what he says. And I would say that, you know, we can't say that it sounds like so-and-so, because that's what this guy does. That's what Michael Wolff does. I read that to you yesterday, how he said, yeah, hang out with these people. I get the feel. I get the gist of it. And then I create a narrative that I want. See, it's kind of what Saturday Night Live does. They've got this guy called Alec Baldwin. Maybe you've seen him. he's got a Trump wig. Alec Baldwin sounds just like Donald Trump because, you know, they've got the same New York accent, the same kind of timbre of their voice and timbre of their voice and they, speak the same way. So, you know, he's got a Trump wig, all that stuff, right? So he looks and kind of sounds like him, you know, very much. But what he says is not what Donald Trump says. And what Michael Wolff wrote is not what Bannon wrote, said necessarily. So the question is not whether it sounds like this, okay? Because Alec Baldwin sounds like Trump. Does a very good impersonation of him. He hangs around. That's what these guys do. You know, when you write a novel, what do? You say, well, I'm looking for the voice of my character, right? A good novelist can create characters who have a very distinctive voice. Or a good slanderer or gossiper like this guy, when he writes these narratives and these books, and this is what he's been called out on in the past, when he does something like that, he is a master at hanging around with these guys, getting the way that they talk and then putting it in there and putting his words into their mouth in the same way that Saturday Night Live puts their words in the mouths of Alec Baldwin. I mean, this makes about as much sense this back and forth anger that's going on. It makes about as much sense as getting furious with a picture of a cartoon because somebody puts a speech bubble up, and attacks you. It makes absolutely no sense. I mean, it truly is, going after and attacking a tar baby and getting stuck in it. And we're going to tell you how they're getting stuck in it when we come back. But you know, King David's life illustrates the seriousness of pride. Many people think, well, the worst thing he did was to commit adultery and to kill Bathsheba's husband, Uriah the Hittite, you know, his bodyguard or Navy SEAL or whatever. No, the worst thing he did was pride. That costs, even if you think that the loss of human life is the most important thing, that costs the loss of 70,000 lives. And it has consequences for us today.
Brett Smith, author of Thump, The First 100 Days. Explain to people about Thump and why this is an important book and how it ties into things.
And I just thought to myself, you know, this is brilliant. This is the ultimate juxtaposition of what everyone says about the president. You know, because, you know, they say that he's a racist, misogynist, sexist, bigoted, homophobic Nazi. So what better way to counter that than by turning him into an incredibly cute, lovable, fluffy little bunny?
It's got that fun rhyming structure to it. It's actually hilarious. I was cracking up reading the whole book. My wife was cracking up.
And it's a great book for adults. It's a great book for children. We're selling the book. We've got it bundled as well here with a one-off poster that's a collector's item. Both of these, the book, the graphic novel, and the poster are $29.95. That helps support us. So get the book, Thump, The First 100 Days, and Alex Jones and Thump, The Art of InfoWars, for a limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nutrition. Tropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight
David Knight. I want to take a look at what I think is the right way to respond to this. And this is what came from Sarah Sanders, the right way to respond to this piece of trash that was put out there by this gossip columnist from New York City. Not everybody evidently knew who he was beforehand. And a lot of people basically didn't bother to even read the excerpt that was put in New Yorker magazine. But here's what Sarah Sanders said yesterday in a press conference.
I'm not going to go through every single page of the book, but there are numerous examples of falsehoods that take place in the book. I'll give you one just because it's really easy. The fact that there was a claim that the president didn't know who John Boehner was is pretty ridiculous considering the majority of you have seen photos. And frankly, several of you have even tweeted out that the president not only knows him, but has played golf with him, tweeted about him. I mean, that's pretty simple and pretty basic. Ages of employees, which would be super easy to fact check, are wrong. Again, there are numerous mistakes, but I'm not going to waste my time or the country's time going page by page talking about a book that's complete fantasy and just full of tabloid gossip, because it's sad, pathetic, and our administration and our focus is going to be on moving the country forward.
Exactly. That's the way they should have responded to this, instead of making a big deal out of it. Instead, they started fighting and punching this tar baby. That was a big mistake, as I'm going to point out here. That's exactly the way they should have responded to this. And I'll tell you what Bannon should have done. We've got sources at the Hill saying that Bannon allies say that a statement praising Trump Jr. was spiked after Bannon saw the tank that just rolled over him on the Roselawn, as Ed Rollins pointed out. So multiple sources with knowledge of the situation say that Bannon's aides sought to impress upon him the need to put out a statement quickly. The aides had crafted a statement, and it was pending his approval when the White House beat him to the punch. He still should have released it. I think the only reason he wouldn't release that is just simply pride. He was offended. So President Trump looks at what Michael Wolff says that Bannon said, or rather, he looks at the headline, because I can't believe that if he or anybody else actually took the time to read that excerpt, that they would treat it as anything other than a total piece of fiction garbage and just respond to it and say, hey, it's a fake book. We got fake news, now we got a fake book. I mean, he should have just mocked it that way. Instead, by coming out and saying, I want to stop the publication of this book. I want to ban this book. I want to put a cease and desist gag order on Bannon, all it does is make people say, well, what are you trying to hide here? Are you afraid of this? Is this really the truth? It just confirms the bias of the left. I think it's a very bad strategy, but it's a very bad strategy for Bannon to not put this out. Bannon and his allies did not see a need to release a statement once Trump accused his former top campaign aide of having, quote, lost his mind. They believe the president's statement effectively ended the relationship between the two men. I think so, too. And as I said before, you know, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And I don't know that Bannon realizes, maybe even yet, how damaged he is, how damaged Breitbart is, how he may, I don't know what the political fallout of this pride is going to be, but I think it may be his downfall if it isn't already. Everybody has turned on Bannon. And it's his pride for not coming back and pushing back against that and correcting the record. He's being called schizophrenic by Drudge. Well, I mean, schizophrenic if he actually said that, because he had argued the point vociferously with Charlie Rose earlier. Let's play video number 6. I played it for you yesterday. Video number 6, Charlie Rose going back and forth with Bannon on whether or not this Russian investigation was real. Said absolutely the opposite. So you can either look at this and say, well, Michael Wolff's book is absolutely true, so therefore he's lost his mind, he's schizophrenic or whatever. Or you could take the tack that I took yesterday, which I believe that it's totally nonsense, and that Bannon, in a false sense of pride by being silent about this, Trump should have been silent, and Bannon should have said something. They got it exactly wrong, okay? Trump jumped on this and Bannon kept silent. They, both of them got this exactly wrong. But let's listen to what Bannon said to Charlie Rose, because what he said publicly is absolutely right. Let's play that clip.
Steve Bannon's strategy, his time as CEO of the Trump campaign, helped turn conventional politics on its head. But before the administration even began, President Trump's upset victory faced investigations into whether it was won under a shadow of Russian interference in the 2016 election.
There's nothing to the Russia investigation. It's a waste of time.
What do you believe? You know what the national security institutions believe. What do you believe?
What do you mean what they believe? We don't really, I mean, that there may have been. I think it's a total and complete farce. Russian collusion is a farce.
Okay, I didn't say collusion. Did the Russians try to influence the election?
If you consider maybe something they did at the DNC.
Maybe something they did?
Maybe some of the.
That's not what the CIA believes.
Well, the investigation is about the collusion, Charlie.
Have you seen the intelligence reports?
No.
Okay, fine. So you don't
know. Have you seen the intelligence reports?
I have seen the intelligence
reports. Are you saying to me those intelligence reports do not suggest that the Russians tried to influence the election?
I would never devolve classified information on this show. But let me tell you, I think it's far from conclusive that the Russians had any impact on this election.
Well, that's not the question. Did they try to influence the American election? That's what the investigation is about.
We'll have to wait till the investigation is finished.
Why does the president find it so hard to criticize Russia?
Charlie, this is what stuns me. I don't think the president goes out of his way. His point is, why pick another fight? We got enough problems around the world.
So don't criticize the Russians because we don't need another fight.
He criticizes the Russians all the time. He knows the Russians are not good guys. We should be focused on how we bring the Cold War to an end. So we don't have to, and I think it was President Obama's program, $1 trillion to upgrade the nuclear arsenal. Is that what you want to do? Is that where you want to spend your money? Would you rather spend $1 trillion? In Cleveland, in Baltimore, in cities of this country where we need to spend it, in the heartland of this nation. And I think what he's trying to say, in a world of anarchy, do you need another enemy?
I don't know of a higher priority for you than going to economic war with China.
Donald Trump, for 30 years, has singled out China as the biggest single problem we have on the world stage. The elites in this country have got us in a situation, we're at not economic war with China. China's at economic war with us, okay?
You want a trade war with China.
I want China to stop appropriating our technology. China is, through forced technology transfer and through stealing our technology, but really forced technology transfer, is cutting out the beating.
Okay, so you get an idea that as hard as Charlie Rose is pushing for a revival of the Cold War, Bannon is pushing back and saying, didn't happen. This is total fantasy. Didn't happen. You're just trying to create a Cold War. Charlie Rose as a spokesperson for the military-industrial complex and the establishment. You know, that's the narrative that everybody's pushing. And, you know, we sent Bannon and Trump to push back against that establishment to shut it down. And the sad thing about it is that now maybe with this back and forth and the way they've handled it, that may not happen. That's the sad thing. As Rush Limbaugh is quoted on The Hill, he says, you know, you go back and you look at his 60 Minutes. This guy is all over the place.
The elusive Matt Drudge has hinted there may be a shakeup at Breitbart News. He tweeted a photo of Andrew Breitbart with the accompanying text. The terrific Larry Solov and Susie Breitbart will take Breitbart into the fresh future. Has it really been 10 years since Andrew told me on Santa Monica Pier he was going to do it? His first hire, Alex Marlowe, became one of the best news editors in the world. The Washington Times reports that Solov was Andrew Breitbart's longtime friend and business partner, who became the president and CEO of Breitbart News after Andrew's sudden and tragic death in 2012. Although he was brought on initially to serve in a more advisory function, Bannon's influence has steered the site in recent years. After the president's verbal dressing down of his former staffer, it seems unlikely Steve Bannon will stay at the helm of Breitbart. Drudge's tweet suggests a decision has all but been made to oust Bannon, and those who helped create Breitbart are taking back the reins. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to get into the fallout and even the fact that some journalists are actually questioning whether or not this book is true. What an idea. Read the excerpt and you'll know that it's not true. Read some of his other books and what people have said about it, which is what I did yesterday, and you'll know that it's not true. People just read the headlines. They don't bother to do anything else other than read the headlines. I mean, Rush Limbaugh says, well, this is quoted from The Hill. Rush Limbaugh said, the thing I think everybody believes and that everybody knows is that most of the leaking was coming out of the Trump White House with Steve Bannon. Well, I don't think everybody knows that. I don't think everybody believes that. As a matter of fact, I took the time to interview somebody who knows the people at Breitbart, who knows Bannon and others. I talked to Lee Stranahan. And, you know, the basis for this, as I pointed out yesterday, was a guy tweeting out on Twitter, and it's echoed everywhere, from the Daily Mail saying, oh, well, he was the biggest leaker everywhere. You know, he was leaking all this stuff out. A guy from the Daily Mail. A guy from the Daily Mail who had, just a few days earlier, had an exclusive showing an intern doing an okay sign and saying, look, a white supremacist sign. That reporter was the one who's saying, most of the leaking was coming out of Steve Bannon. So that just gets repeated because people look at headlines and they look at tweets. And that's the way people do their journalism anymore. They don't even bother to read articles, let alone talk to sources. So talk to somebody who knows what's going on. Look at the interview that I had with Lee Stranahan yesterday. He said, yeah, I know for a fact that he was leaking some stuff to a specific. He mentions the reporter at Breitbart. I don't remember who he said it was. But he wasn't. Most of the leaks, from what everybody tells him, he's on the ground. He actually does reporting. He actually does talk to sources. And we had him on because of his connections to Breitbart about that. And then they go on to say, well, you go back and you look at his 60 Minutes interview. Is what Limbaugh says. This guy's all over the place. You know, he said that on 60 Minutes. I just played that clip for you. I played it yesterday. And he says, but now in this book, he says, no, the book, the author who has a history of inventing quotes about people said that he said that. And if you look at the quote, like I said yesterday, this excerpt that came out from the New York Magazine, Donald Trump didn't want to be president. Well, that's not what Bannon said before. He said he was absolutely certain he was going to win. And Trump was certain, even after the Access Hollywood. A lot of people were telling him, you're not going to win. But he said, yeah, we knew he was going to win. And the sad thing about all this, as I said before, you know, we talk about pride and the consequences it has on people. And I started to talk about it before we went to break. You know, King David commits adultery to cover it up. He kills the woman's husband. He has him killed. And there were consequences for that specific act, but not nearly as bad as the consequences for his country when the leader was subsumed in his own pride. 70,000 people were killed because of that. And, you know, we have leaders who start wars or whatever because of pride, and it has massive consequences with us today. I hope that this doesn't cause the downfall or the destruction of Trump or Bannon, because I think they both have very important things to contribute. I want to see things change. I get so tired of all the pride and the egos and everybody, you know, shoving everybody else aside in this business and in politics, because that's what it's all. I said it first. I did this. You know, I'm sick and tired of that, because we got a country that we need to fix here. And let's get on with that. Let's make that the focus of what we're doing. The whole strategy that was taken yesterday, as I said before, they got it exactly opposite. You know, Bannon should have come out with a mea culpa, should have pushed that down and said, I didn't say any of that stuff. He should have done that right away. Now they're saying he had a memo, but he didn't do it before Trump did his memo, so then he had his feelings hurt, so he didn't do it, and all this kind of stuff. You know, Trump should have held his fire. Trump should have been silent instead of Bannon being silent. But instead, what Trump did was he threatened Bannon with a cease and desist, as if this was something that just happened. If it did happen. It didn't just happen. Threatens a lawsuit against him. Said, we got to stop this book. I want to ban this book. It's like, come on, you're just throwing fuel on this. I don't understand the strategy. I want to see the agenda succeed. I want to see America put first. I don't, you know, let's get beyond this. So now we got some journalists that are looking at Michael Wolff's credibility, finally. Okay. And as Politico points out, so Wolff will face questions Friday morning. I actually questioned it yesterday. Because I think it's important to go back and look at this guy's history and look at some of the stuff that has already been questioned about him by other journalists and people who have been the subjects of his book. They're all over the place. Columbia Journalism Review, Brill's Content, and so forth. All these people are saying, he's just making this stuff up. I mean, listen to what this piece gives us more insight about the twisted worldview of Michael Wolff than it does about the New York Times. One of the most cynical things I've read in a long time. Disgusting, frankly. I read that to you yesterday. Columbia Journalism Review is what they were talking about. They said he's playing a game theory with himself about what's going on between Murdoch and the New York Times. They said, this is what you do when you don't have any sources. But we got people who don't have any sources, don't read the articles, pontificating about this all over the place. Anyway, so they moved this up to today to take advantage of this. And you know what? It's just in time for Saturday Night Live. If I was Saturday Night Live, I would make the entire program excerpts from this book. Why not? We're going to pretend that it's real. We're going to try to ban it. We're going to try to sue people, you know, give it credibility. Then, you know, if I were them, I would just go with all this fantasy. I mean, they don't even have to hire writers now. They got Michael Wolff's book. They can vamp all of this forever because they haven't just shut it down. They just laughed at it and said, that's a bunch of nonsense. I think it is a bunch of nonsense. I don't think it's real. I think they have given them credibility that they don't deserve. And I think what you're going to see with the Golden Globes, I've already said that it's going to be very, very political. Oh, what a surprise. An award ceremony with Hollywood, and it's going to be political? Really? I'm so surprised. And yet, what is it going to be about? It's going to be about this book, the entire thing. So you're going to see it all on Saturday Night Live. You're going to see it all on Golden Globes. That's all anybody's going to be talking about at the very moment where things are really turning. And we had massive victories from Trump on the tax reform thing. We had a movement, even if I don't agree with Sessions' approach on civil asset forfeiture, they are turning this investigation around, and they are coming after the Clinton Foundation. Massive victories over the last year in terms of the Trump agenda. Don't get balled up fighting this tar baby from Michael Wolff. And here's what I found interesting. It says, I wonder how many White House staff told Wolff things off the record that he then used on the record, said a Bloomberg View columnist on Thursday. He has never much cared about burning sources. Can't imagine that many of those quotes were meant for publication. If they were even true. If they were even true. Because here's what the next person says, who worked for Obama. They say in this article that he was a former Obama auto czar. I don't know. Do we have czars for cars already? I know they're going to do it when they take over control of our cars, but do we now have auto czars? Again, you know, where did we have our first czar? Going back to the dictates of General Sessions. Our first czar, first time we ever talked about an official in the American government being a czar, was when we had a drug czar. Remember that? William Bennett. And they're proud of that. That's during the Reagan administration. And that infuriated me. It's like, why would we have a czar in America? And why would somebody accept that title? I mean, not even seeing it as a pejorative term, but accept the title. Oh, yeah, I'm the czar. Oh, yeah, look at this. I can tell I'm the general. I can tell anybody to do anything I want. I can dictate to that state over there. I don't care what their election said. I don't care what the Constitution says. I don't need no stinking badges. I can do whatever I want. Yeah, we got czars. We got dictators now in America. And we had an auto czar. This guy's name was Stephen Ratner. He tweeted out yesterday, Steve Bannon may well have said all that stuff, but let's remember that Wolff is an unprincipled writer of fiction. Why does he say that? Well, Steve Ratner has a history of animosity with Wolff. He was the subject of Wolff's attack back in 2003 in a book called Autumn of the Moguls. And he said Ratner's claim that Wolff used his 7-year-old son on a play date with one of Ratner's children to extract information. He says he's a total sleazebag. That's the approach they should have taken. That's the approach, finally, Sarah Sanders took on a press conference. And we'll have a clip from Sean Spicer basically saying the same thing. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to get back to the fire and the fury. As I said yesterday, sound bites and fury, signifying nothing except that the way this thing has been handled is very bad, I think, from everybody involved, the way the reactions, either saying too much or being totally silent. I mean, I don't think Bannon is the only one who should have come back and pushed back against this. Some other people have. Some other people have come out and said, I never said that. And we have seen this happen. This is, he historically has a has had a lot of people talk about that. His previous book, Burn Rate, that came out 1998. Seven of the main characters, six others who are portrayed in or who were familiar with events in the book, disagree. They say Wolf has invented or changed quotes. None of those quoted recalls Wolf taking notes or recording the discussion, some of which took place 3 years ago. Now we're hearing Wolf say, hey, I've got hours and hours of recordings. Does he? You know, he said the same thing back then in 1998. They said, Wolf says that he has notes and emails to back him up, but he refuses to release them. Refuses to release them. So he said, yeah, I've got all that stuff. Yeah. But he wouldn't release it, wouldn't play it. So, you know, that's the thing, is that we look at this as a pattern of behavior. I want to get into that. I want to talk about where we go from here. And of course where they're going. You know, what is the fallout of all this stuff? As well as I want to get to, what I talked about in terms of, the Justice Department now launching the new Clinton Foundation probe. We talked about that happening back on December the 21st. It was an executive order that came out a week later. I had seen the order, but I had not looked at the people at the bottom of the order and said, wow, this looks like he's going to come after the Clinton Foundation. It turns out six of the 13 people have very strong connections to the Clinton Foundation. Now today, they have said, yeah, you know what? We're investigating the Clinton Foundation. So, you know, here we are a week and a day after that. And, of course, over the I talked about that a week ago yesterday. I spent a great deal of time. You can go back and find what I said then. Also, go back and look at the comments, because the next day I said, we got to get as many people who know about the Clinton Foundation on to talk about this and whether they think this is actually the awakening of Jeff Sessions about the prosecution of the Clinton Foundation. So the next day, on Friday, I talked to Jerome Corsi. I talked to Lee Stranahan. I talked to Roger Stone about all that. And then on Tuesday, when we came back after New Year's Day, I talked to Charles Ortel, because Charles Ortel has been investigating the Clinton Foundation for years. And he's somebody who knows about nonprofits, about the tax regulations, which they basically decided that they weren't going to follow. I mean, that it is a target-rich environment. If you've got anybody that wants to investigate the Clinton Foundation, we'll talk about that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Many of our most popular products, 50% off and free shipping. A couple of them, more than 50%. We've got Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, 67% off, plus free shipping. But some of our popular products that are 50% off with free shipping are Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Secret 12, our vitamin B12, all of those 50% off plus free shipping. Some of our newest products, the Real Red Pill, Cell Force, Alpha Power, those are all 50% off with free shipping. Great time to try those. We also have a couple of new other new products, Carnivore and Floralife. They are 33% off plus free shipping. DNA Force is 33% off with free shipping. That's a big savings. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. A great time to start thinking about what you can do to proactively take care of your health and that of your family in the coming new year. We've got a lot of products, heavily discounted and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what keeps this, not only supports us, but keeps us independent. And we really do appreciate your support. All right, going back to some of the other quotes, as the journalists are now starting to finally look at whether or not this guy, Michael Wolff, is credible. This article from Politico quotes the article that I had yesterday from the New Republic, going back to the 2004 profile. Saying the scenes in his columns aren't recreated so much as they are created, springing from Wolf's imagination rather than from actual knowledge of events. He absorbs the atmosphere and gossip swirling around him at cocktail parties, on the street, and especially during those long lunches that he takes at this elite New York restaurant called Michael's. The late New York Times media columnist David Carr, in a review of Wolf's 2008 biography of Fox News mogul Rupert Murdoch, said, and it was called The Man Who Owns the News. He said, historically, one of the problems with Wolf's omniscience is that while he may know all, he gets some of it wrong. See, it isn't a question as to whether or not some of these things are true. Question is whether or not he has sprinkled it with fiction that underscores a Manhattan liberal worldview that he's coming from. And when we're talking about Rupert Murdoch, I think a good example of that is if you read that article, that excerpt from the book that was published in New York Magazine, that The Guardian then took only quotes about Bannon. What does that tell you? Because there were a lot of people who were saying derogatory things about President Trump, and that is now starting to come out after President Trump got mad about Bannon and did all this stuff, basically confirming the bias of a lot of these people. Now they're starting to look at some of this other stuff. And one of the things that I thought was really showed what a piece of fiction this was, which is why I went back and said, who is this guy? This doesn't look at all real. This is like some kind of a movie script or something. And it will be a script for Saturday Night Live and the Golden Globes. But I said it looks like a movie script because he's got this phone call that is taking place between Trump and between Rupert Murdoch and back and forth and everything. And then Rupert Murdoch hangs up the phone and says, he's an effing idiot. Now, was he there? Was he on both sides? Was he listening with the NSA in on this phone call, Michael Wolff? How did he piece all that stuff together? I mean, this thing is a fictional narrative, a fictional narrative. And whether or not you want to quibble with whether he did this with on the record or off the record sources, I don't really care about on or off the record sources, frankly, but I do care about the truth. And this guy doesn't have a reputation of telling the truth. So when we look at this, and as people are starting immediately yesterday, they come out, and it's not just the salacious stuff, like, and the gossip. Well, Hope Hicks is his real daughter, and Ivanka is his real wife, and Trump can't say no to his family, blah, blah, blah. And Jared Kushner wanted to marry Mika and Joe Scarborough, but President Trump mocked him and said, no, they want me to perform the wedding. And this is the kind of petty nonsense that a gossip columnist writes. And it's what this guy's been known for in New York. Or, you know, Bannon has already assembled his presidency campaign. Or Trump's communication director, Hope Hicks, dated Corey Lewandowski and so forth and so on. And then all the pejorative stuff, you know, all the people calling Trump names. And you know, where's the denial from Steve Mnuchin or Reince Priebus or Gary Cohen or McMaster about all this stuff? I don't know. But it's not just that kind of gossipy trash that people are focusing on. Immediately they went for his mental fitness. Remember? Roger Stone said, I've got plan A is to use this Russia thing to try to find some kind of a process crime or something where they can go further and they can impeach him. Plan B is to go after his mental fitness. And so that's what people are going after immediately. As The Hill points out, new scrutiny for Trump's mental fitness after this book. Fears about President Trump's mental fitness have burst into the public view, and the upcoming releases of the new book detailing the chaotic early months of his presidency. they say it's distasteful and it's laughable. If he was unfit, he would probably wouldn't be sitting there, says Sarah Sanders. And you know, when they talk about his mental fitness, think about how he handles himself at impromptu press conferences. You know, he doesn't like to read. Most people don't come across very authentic when they're reading. You get somebody call you as a comment on the telephone, and you can pretty much immediately tell when they're reading, right? And so, you know, President Trump doesn't do a lot of stuff off the teleprompter. He does it off the cuff. And when he engages the press as he's about to get onto a helicopter or something, he's very sharp. He's very articulate. He certainly knows what he's doing. This stuff about mental fitness and everything is a bunch of nonsense, but they're putting it out there. And they're saying, and you know, he's tweeting about the size of his nuclear button. You know, I've got Scott Adams coming up in the next hour. And he actually wrote a blog post. So Scott Adams, the guy who did Dilbert, and he wrote a blog post talking about how brilliant it was that Trump was tweeting about the buttons on the desks. But of course, the humorless opposition, like the New York Times, as I said yesterday, they said, oh, by the way, Trump doesn't have a button on his desk. Did you check to see if Kim Jong-un has a button on his desk, New York Times? they don't get it. Scott Dilbert did. Scott Dilbert said, you know what? He's now, after he did all this stuff, people criticizing him for that. But now you've got Kim Jong-un saying to South Korea, can we talk? Can we meet? Can we open up the hotline? Can we meet at the Peace Village and so forth and so on? So Scott Adams is going to break down that. You know what? There isn't any issue with mental fitness, but this all plays into it, the way it's been handled. Even talking about invoking the 25th Amendment. Of course, that's what the plan B has always been. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Brett Smith, author of Thump, The First 100 Days. Explain to people about Thump and why this is an important book and how it ties into things.
And I just thought to myself, you know, this is brilliant. This is the ultimate juxtaposition of what everyone says about the president. You know, because, you know, they say that he's a racist, misogynist, sexist, bigoted, homophobic Nazi. So what better way to counter that than by turning him into an incredibly cute, lovable, fluffy little bunny?
It's got that fun rhyming structure to it. It's actually hilarious. I was cracking up reading the whole book. My wife was cracking up.
And it's a great book for adults. It's a great book for children. We're selling the book. We've got it bundled as well here with a one-off poster that's a collector's item. Both of these, the book, the graphic novel, and the poster are $29.95. That helps support us. So get the book, Thump, The First 100 Days, and Alex Jones and Thump, The Art of InfoWars, for a limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Night.
Welcome back. So how is this going to break down? I mean, they're going to be able to use this to push for the 25th Amendment or to revive the dying Russiagate conspiracy theory of the left? We'll have to wait and see. It's kind of interesting from USA Today. There's a couple of articles here from both the left and the right. One person is saying, I think this is a gift to Trump. And this is a person who is a liberal, somebody on the left. And I said, some folks on the left took Bannon's comments and other unflattering excerpts from the book, if true, I would add, as proof of their own fears and assumptions about the administration, although many were skeptical because of Wolf's track record on accuracy. Conservatives tended to discredit Bannon and to dismiss Wolf's book as another attempt by the news media to slander the president. And the New Republic's Alex Shepard said that Wolf's work has always had a loose connection with the truth, and he's already been, quote, caught making very suspicious claims in Fire and Fury. His work relies on gossip to tell us what we already know or what we think we know. It confirms our bias, doesn't it? And in the process, his apparent willingness to, quote, say anything, whether or not it's strictly true, unquote, only bolsters the Trump administration's case that fake news media is out to get him. He says Wolf's recklessness fuels the Trump administration's critique of journalists and the media. It suggests that journalists really are out to get the president after all. Wolf suggests that journalists will print anything so long as it casts Trump in a bad light. And the rewards are clear. His cavalier reporting has led to TV bookings, a number one Amazon bestseller, insane traffic for any of the outlets that agreed to publish his work. And so that's probably the best case scenario of how this thing is going to work out. Because I think truly it is, that's exactly what it is. I mean, that was my take on it as immediately when I read the excerpt. I said, this is fiction. It is confirmation bias. This conflicts with everything these people have said publicly. And so even if it were the truth, I think that what Trump should have done, and I think what he should do now, is he should say, it's a fake book. It's not just fake news. It's a fake book. He could say, this is old fake news put into a new fake book. And if, in fact, Bannon did say any of this stuff, then he has discredited himself because he has contradicted himself. And that's the tack that Drudge and Limbaugh are saying, that he's schizophrenic, he's lost his mind, and so forth and so on. If, in fact, he did say this stuff, give him a chance to have denied it. That's I think, the way to go forward with this. But they're going to use this to attack Trump's mental fitness. They've already done it, to invoke the 25th Amendment. To have him removed for mental incompetence. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on in the Department of Justice. We've had several people with the Freedom Caucus say that they would like to see Jeff Sessions removed because of leaks. You know, we're talking about leaks. They said, let's get rid of him because he's not doing anything about these leaks. But also, we have Devin Nunes from California wrote a blistering letter accusing the Justice Department of falsely claiming that it was not in possession of key documents in relation to the discredited Fusion GPS dossier. And what he is saying is what we've been telling you for quite some time. They believe that the Fusion GPS dossier, the dirty dossier, the fake fiction, another piece of fake fiction, another piece of salacious garbage, was the basis for the search warrant from a FISA court. And we had a FISA judge recuse himself. And that gave more indication that that was, in fact, the case. And what Nunes wrote, we said, at this point, it seems the Department of Justice and the FBI need to be investigating themselves. And as a result of that, he has now announced that he has been given access by Rod Rosenstein to documents and interviews relating to FBI agents who were removed by Robert Mueller because of their anti-Trump bias. He said, we want to know what Mueller knows about these guys, and we want to get the record straight about what happened with these guys. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria. Much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to talk about the Justice Department launching an investigation of the Clinton Foundation. As I said, we talked about that in length 1 week after it was quietly released. You know, when the government doesn't want people to see things, they put it out just before Christmas, like they did with the Federal Reserve Act. 104 years ago now, I guess. We talked about what was in that executive order. We talked about who was listed in that executive order. We talked about their connections. I had multiple guests on. I had Jerome Corsi, Roger Stone, Lee Stranahan, and Charles Ortel talking about the implications of this order. And again, what it does is it uses RICO statute type of language to say they're going to come after the assets of anybody who is involved in corruption or human trafficking. That's another part of this. Human trafficking. They're going to confiscate those assets internationally and the assets of anybody who is associated with them. And then we talked about the associations of the Clinton Foundation with some of the people who were specifically mentioned in that. Now, I don't agree with confiscating assets before somebody is found guilty of a crime. I don't agree with civil asset forfeiture. I don't even agree with the RICO statute, but that's the way these people are rolling now. And so it was a tip that this is the, finally, Sessions was going to do something about the Clinton Foundation, and that has now been officially announced. The U.S. Justice Department has begun an investigation into whether the Clinton Foundation conducted pay-to-play politics or other illegal activities during Hillary Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State. The Hill reported that the officials who spoke on condition of anonymity said the probe was examining whether the Clintons promised or performed any policy favors in return for contributions to their charitable efforts, or whether donors promised to make donations in hopes of government outcome. Now, this is what's called quid pro quo. If Dershowitz has pointed this out, and as the comments that came out of Michael Wolff's book saying that Donald Trump Jr. and others did was treasonous, it was incredibly stupid, and so forth, that's not true. Even if Steve Bannon said that, and even if, as Dershowitz had pointed out, even if this individual, Natalia Veselnitskaya, had given them something that would have helped them, and she didn't, okay, as Dershowitz pointed out, unless they could prove a quid pro quo, that there was an agreement in advance that in exchange for the information that they got, that they would in turn do something for her, there's no law that is violated. You might say that that was unethical, although Dershowitz points out that politicians get opposition research on the other side all the time. There was nothing wrong with getting opposition research about Hillary Clinton, even if it was coming from a foreign citizen. Not a problem. And if there's no quid pro quo, there's no law that's been broken. And that's what they're saying here. They're going to try to prove that there was a quid pro quo with the Clinton Foundation. That is something that is very difficult to do. That is why I think they did this executive order. They say the probe may also examine whether any tax-exempt assets were converted for political or personal use. Ah, that's where they've got the Clintons, right there. They got them right there, and they got them right here, too. Or whether the foundation complied with tax laws. Charles Ortel, one of the people I talked to, and he's mentioned this many times, he spent years investigating the Clinton Foundation, and he said they didn't file any of the paperwork. And Charles Ortel goes even further. He said, under existing laws, and this isn't going through and having to confiscate their funds using the RICO statute. This is, or an executive order. Anybody that contributed to that bogus Clinton Foundation charity that doesn't bother to file any paperwork, anybody that contributed to it and took tax deductions, the IRS, under their rules, could go back and take that money back with penalties and interest and with prejudice, I guess you could say. So they could not only terminate the Clinton Foundation, but they could terminate with prejudice all these people who had been given them money. And see, that was one of the problems with the Johnson Amendment, which Trump has addressed and was going to, they tried to get it in the tax bill, but it got shut down by Bernie Sanders and others. And that was to say that, you know, they would go back and say, well, under the Johnson Amendment, we have declared that if somebody on the pulpit says anything political, we can go back and we can revoke your tax exempt status. And then we can go back and get penalties and interest against all the people who ever donated to your church and took that as a tax deduction. It's like, whoa, that's a very intimidating thing. And it should be. Now, of course, they don't have the, they can't do that under the Constitution. And they've had pastors who have defied them to do that, taped, their sermons and sent it to the IRS and said, do something about it. Do it. We want this fight. Violate the Constitution, which is what people are now hopefully saying to, Jeff Sessions. They're not, as I pointed out earlier in the program, the people who are speaking up against this, both Republican and Democrat, this idea that he's going to come after marijuana, and he has come up with his own new set of Judge Dredd orders. I am the law, okay? And it was like, no, Obama had his laws. Now I've got my laws, and it's just whatever I happen to say they are. No, the people who are opposing it should oppose it on a constitutional basis, like the people that were pushing back on the IRS with the Johnson rule, saying we defy you to do something about this. We defy you to violate our free speech and our free exercise of religion. And that's what people should do about the cases even more clear-cut on the marijuana laws, because they don't have any legal authority, and we establish the authority that to have any kind of prohibition like they did with alcohol, you have to have a constitutional amendment. So the question is whether they're going to come after them or not. And this is wide open because they did not comply with tax laws. That is very, very obvious. And as I pointed out, Charles Ortel has explained that in many interviews that I've had with him on this program. The Justice Department, they say, is looking at this even as Hillary Clinton has formed a new political action committee. She calls it Onward. So she's not stopping. And that's why they need to take this crime organization down. And again, the tactic that prosecutors like Attorney General Sessions or Rudy Giuliani, who may be advising President Trump on this or whatever, the tactic that they've always taken with mafia figures was, in order for us to get a conviction, we got to first confiscate all their assets. That violates the Constitution, but they do it anyway. That's the tactic that they take. They say the Hill, which broke the story on Thursday, added that FBI agents have taken the lead in the investigation and have already interviewed at least one witness in the last month. The Hill said that witness, who was recently interviewed by the FBI, described it to the Hill as, quote, extremely professional and unquestionably thorough. And it focused on questions about whether donors to the Clinton Charity Foundation efforts, if there were any, received any favorable treatment from the Obama administration on a policy decision previously highlighted in media reports. Let's go to what's happening with Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Awan brothers now. Remember we had the video clip of her threatening the Capitol Police, saying that there would be consequences. Well, it turns out that this laptop that she wanted returned to her, she denied even having anything to do with it. Isn't that interesting? So prior to her threatening the Capitol Hill police, and I don't have time to play that clip probably, but she, you know, it's a back and forth, and she gets very irate about that. But she had first told the Capitol police that that wasn't her laptop. But now it comes out from a report from the Daily Caller, exclusive, because I had a reporter who's been focused on this, says the laptop that she fought frantically to keep prosecutors from examining was planted by one of the Awan brothers. So U.S. Capitol Police found the laptop after midnight in April. in a tiny room that formerly was a phone booth in one of the Capitol Hill office buildings. Alongside the laptop, so the laptop was left there, alongside a Pakistani ID card from one of the Awan brothers, copies of his driver's license and a congressional ID badge and a letter to the U.S. attorney. And the laptop also had the username REPDWS, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. But she denied she'd ever seen it. That's why the Capitol Police said, no, we're going to take a look at this first before we turn this over to you. And it's going to be real interesting when this stuff breaks. You know, that court date that was supposed to happen this week was moved. They've now rescheduled it to March, but it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with that. We'll be right back with Scott Adams.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage. I want to plow into all of this, that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert. We've got a lot of things to talk to him about. He's got a great blog post as President Trump's nuclear button tweet, a sign of insanity. We've got all these people in the wake of Fire and Fury saying, he's mentally incompetent. Scott Dilbert has pointed out just how competent President Trump is and was as a candidate as well. So we're going to talk to him about that as well as some of the other things that he's had to say recently and probably get his comments on this book, how that was handled and so forth. Before we go to Scott, I want to tell you about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a lot of products that are 50% or more discounted as part of our New Year's special, also free shipping. We have Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, all these 50% off plus free shipping. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a great way to get your vitamins and minerals without taking a lot of pills. That is 50% off with free shipping. Also, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, and Survival Shield X2, our nascent iodine. Both of those 50% off with free shipping. And some of our newest products, The Real Red Pill, Cell Force, Alpha Power. 50% off with free shipping on those new products. So take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the products, the reviews. Look at what's in the ingredients. Do your research. We're confident that these are great quality products, that they will withstand the scrutiny of your research. And you'll see that it is something that you want to take. So take a look at this. Look at the sales that we have, as well as free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. And we really do appreciate your support. That's what funds this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars. All right, let's go to Scott Adams. And, of course, you can find him. He's got a blog, a Dilbert blog, at blog.dilbert.com. And you can find him on Twitter at Scott Adams Says. A great Twitter handle there for him, Scott Adams Says on Twitter. And let's talk first. Welcome, Mr. Adams. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about what you had to say about Trump's nuclear button tweet back and forth. You know, when he gets the threat from Kim Jong-un, says, oh, I've got a nuclear button. He says, well, I got one too. Mine's bigger and it works. The New York Times came back and said, well, for the record, he doesn't have a button on his desk. And it's like, are you serious? I said before, I said, did they go back and check to see if Kim's got a button on his desk or not? But they always come back in a humorless attempt to take him down and keep failing in that. But tell us a little bit about your take on the nuclear button and what it's done.
Well, first of all, I often say this, something like 30% of the general public literally doesn't recognize a joke. Yeah. And I mean that in the actual literal sense. There's no hyperbole here. It's about 30% based on my life as a professional humorist. I'd say at least a third of the public has, like a tone deafness to humor. So mm-hmm. Imagine if you were looking at that tweet and you didn't understand how humor works. You'd never seen it. You didn't know what hyperbole was. You didn't know.
In other words, you worked for the New York Times, right?
Yeah. It would be pretty scary stuff. But once you realize that the president usually paces the people he's communicating with, it looks a little different. So, for example, when you see him talking to children, he talks, you know, like a grandfather does to a child. When he's talking to a competitor, he talks a different way. When he's doing locker room talk, unfortunately, he talks another way yet.
Or, you know, talking about children, you know, when that child, are you Batman? He goes, well, yes, I am. Was that a sign of insanity, or was he talking to the kid at his level?
Good right. Example. He talks with people the way they talk, and he talks to the citizens the way they talk as well, which also gets him in trouble. So there's that. But the other thing is that he's so consistent with his style of communication that I don't think there's really any chance of misinterpreting him from the other side. In other words, they know what they're dealing with. And likewise, when Little Rocket Man says, you know, he's got the button on his desk and he's going to push it any moment, we also know who we're dealing with. And on some weird level, I speculate, and this, you know, there's no way to know, but I speculate that there's a little bit of a locker room sort of almost, I'm not going to say friendly banter, but it doesn't feel as combative as it might if you didn't have a sense of humor and you did not have the same kind of personality that apparently both of these leaders do, which is they both talk like this in some situations.
Yeah, so a previous example of that was when Kim Jong-un said, well, he's old and he's senile. And he goes, well, that wasn't a nice thing to say. I'd never call you short and fat or something to that effect.
But on some level, don't you think the president sort of said, hey, that's a pretty good game?
Yeah,
you know, I feel exactly. Like in their personal moments, they go, oh, good one. Watch this. Hold my beer sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So what have we seen happen in the wake of this back and forth prodding of each other? What have been the results that we've seen from this?
Well, it's been sort of a good cop, bad cop situation where South Korea has been less bellicose than the United States. And now we see North Korea doing what probably is a wedge strategy, meaning that they're trying to buddy up to South Korea. And they've said, let's do some high level talks. Let's participate in the Olympics. And that probably has to do with trying to carve off South Korea for a separate kind of understanding that maybe would allow them to keep their nukes. So I think it's sort of a dangerous time, and we wouldn't want to misinterpret it. But I think it might also be possibly a move in the right direction because we're talking and we're not shooting.
That's right. Yeah, it's not only the Olympic thing, but they also said, and there have been efforts in the past to try to reopen communications between the North and South just as recently as July. They said, hey, let's talk about missiles and let's talk about reuniting families that have been separated by this North and South division that we've had since the end of the war. And that never happened. But now they're saying, hey, let's have some talks at the Peace Village. I understand that they've already, some representatives have already met there. And then they said, let's reopen the hotline, which has been inactive for a very long time between North and South. So it may be part of a wedge issue, but at least they're talking about something other than that. And maybe these guys in the South will say, hey, it might be a good idea if you stop launching missiles over Japan.
So have you heard my peace plan for North Korea?
What's that?
I've got a plan that could actually work. You know, the trick with any kind of an agreement is both sides have to claim they won, even if that's not exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So North Korea needs to keep their nukes. We need to get rid of them. So how do you win? And I've suggested the 100-year unification plan. Excuse me, just a second. Tough morning. And the idea is that if you make a 100-year plan to reunify, then very much like Hong Kong had a 99-year lease, everybody who's alive now dies before you have to actually do something that you didn't want to do. So you could say, we agree if you'll get rid of your nukes, we'll stop, you know, at doing military exercises, for example, and we'll both denuclearize. But what you win, North Korea, is reunification in 100 years, and you just make a plan to very slowly get there. It could actually work.
Yeah, it could actually. That is a great idea. I think you should be hired as an advisor. We're going to be right back with Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert, and I'm David Knight. Stay with us.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Scott Adams. He's the creator of Dilbert. He has a blog, Dilbert.com, blog.dilbert.com. You can also find him on Twitter, at Scott Adams Says, and also his book, Win Bigly, talking about the effectiveness of President Trump as a communicator. And we're just talking in the last segment about how Scott sees this, the back and forth, the war of tweets going back and forth between North Korean President Kim Jong-un and President Trump as being a good sign. And he points out in his blog post, he said, you know, if we just kept doing the same thing over and over again, that's the very definition of crazy. So while people are saying, hey, it's crazy to talk about your button on your desk, he's doing it with humor, but as you point out, Scott, at least they are talking, and it is something that, unlike the sanctions, appears to be getting results. The sanctions didn't bring him, get him talking about, hey, we'd like to come to the Olympics, or we'd like to meet in the Peace Village, or we'd like to open up the hotline again. As a matter of fact, the sanctions aren't really working very well because China's cheating on the sanctions. But he wants to be talked to. As people that have been to North Korea, have done reporting from there, have told me that he desperately wants to be seen as a player on the world stage. And that's one of the things that I think you're talking about. Both sides have to appear to be winning, but they both get something from it. I think these kinds of Twitter exchanges back and forth make them both look like they're winning. but it also gives them something that they really want. He's getting the attention of the President of the United States in these tweets.
Yeah, remember, you don't get your, what I call the forever name, your presidential nickname, unless you've at least, you know, risen to the level of, you know, player. So yeah. if you're Steve Bannon, you're Sloppy Steve this week, you know, or your little Rocket Man when he got his name, but you don't get a nickname unless you've at least graduated to the level of being important enough to be nicknamed. So on some weird level, Kim Jong-un is finally in conversation with the biggest military power and the leader of the, you know, the strongest country in the world right now. So on some level, that feels like progress, I'll believe.
So, and I think that is a very important piece of progress, because same thing these individuals tell me. They said, look, you have to understand these missile shots that he's doing, even the ones that he's lobbing over Japan, which is very irresponsible, very dangerous. If something goes wrong, one of those things lands, even if it doesn't have a warhead on it, lands on Japan, I mean, that would be a catastrophe politically, because people would feel compelled to reply and start lobbing missiles into North Korea. But instead of lobbing missiles, if they're lobbing tweets back and forth with each other, that's a big improvement, isn't it?
It is, and I think what's missed in this is that people worry about we might go to war with North Korea. We are definitely in the middle of a war. It just happens to be an economic war. And when you're saying that the sanctions aren't working because of the cheating, I think that calculation might change quickly if South Korea grabs another tanker, because the companies that are doing the cheating on behalf of these companies, countries, are companies that need to make a profit. And if you take a few tankers off a service, out of service, their profit drops. And suddenly the economics of being a smuggler go from really good, because they probably pay a premium for smuggled goods, to really bad, because you might lose your tanker. So I think we're probably right at a breaking point where maybe one more tanker gets nabbed and no tankers want to even bother with this anymore. So things could change very quickly.
Yeah, that's right. That's very important. You know, you had another blog post I'd like to talk to you about, too. And I want to talk to you about the fire and fury, the back and forth about that, obviously, as well, and how that was handled from a communication standpoint. Let's talk first about your post that came out before this one on the buttons about how President Trump has changed your imagination, in other words, the American people, people that have watched him.
Yeah, from the very beginning, when President Trump was candidate Trump, people said, well, you can't get elected if you're not a professional politician. And that turned out to be wrong. You can't spend as little as he spent on the race and still win, but he did. And the entire, you know, process of getting elected was one thing after another, the tweeting and everything else that he shouldn't have done, but it worked anyway. So suddenly our imagination of what are the things that you can do and get a good result has greatly expanded, because right in front of us, he keeps doing the things that all of us believe you should not do because it will not work, and then it works. My examples more recently are, take the naming of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Pretty much everybody said, well, we like that in concept, but you can't actually do that because the world will explode and it'll be all kinds of problems. But then he just did it anyway. And there were some small problems, but we probably have already worked through them. Yeah. And time after time, look at Pakistan. People would probably say, all the experts, well, you don't want to take their funding away because really that gives us some leverage or whatever. But it looks like he might just do it anyway. And right down the line, he seems to take the choice that the experts say, you can't really do that. You can't be doing these obnoxious tweets to North Korea and expect a good result. What? They're talking to South Korea today? So every time you think you've got it figured out, we learn we're wrong. And he's just operating with a different set of assumptions about what is possible and what is not.
And you know, I think one of the reasons why this works, in the example that you gave about Jerusalem and the embassy, we've had Republicans and Democrats going all the way back to Bill Clinton saying, hey, we're going to do that. and, you know, voting for that, and then cynically, and I think that's what the key here is that they very cynically then decide that they're not going to do it. We've had most of these Democrats who were criticizing him for that had voted for it just 6 months ago. And so I think, you know, people look at this and they say, you know, it's kind of refreshing to have somebody who does what he says rather than cynically lying to every group, telling them exactly what they want to hear. And, you know, never following through on that.
Yeah, look what that kind of example does for his future ability to negotiate, right? So take North Korea. They're watching him make this decision that other presidents said they would do, but then they didn't do it. But he did it, and he was willing to take the flak from it. Now, if you're sitting in North Korea, all the other presidents said, we're not going, you know, they assumed that those other presidents would not squeeze North Korea's economy until it was just completely gone. They can't make that assumption about President Trump. And in my opinion, he would squeeze their economy until it's gone, if that's what it takes. Yeah. And so it's a whole different calculation when you're dealing with this president, and that gives him an extra superpower.
And that is very important, because nobody, you can get into very dangerous situation if you come out there and threaten people and then don't follow through on it. Okay, so by peacefully showing that he's willing to follow through on just on the Jerusalem example, as you pointed out, then extrapolating that to the North Korean situation, he doesn't necessarily have to launch a nuclear strike with him. He's got the, just to make the threat then, carries a lot of weight, because the guy says, hey, this is a guy who really doesn't make empty promises to people. And if he's threatening me, he might actually follow through on this. So, and it's even good to be a little bit crazy about stuff, right? If they see that you're a little bit crazy and you're willing to follow through on that crazy, what people think is crazy, that can be a very powerful thing, and it could keep us from actually going to war.
And if you look at all the anecdotes of examples where he did just a little more than people thought he would do, the dropping the mother of all bomb seemed like a bigger thing than we expected. The lobbing the missiles into Syria seemed like a pretty decisive action that we might not have seen under a different administration. So yeah, people's minds are completely open to what he might do, and that gives him a tremendous negotiating leverage.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I want to talk when we come back. I know you're going to have something to say about the communications back and forth, what everybody is talking about, and that is this newest book. And it's going to be, the focus of Saturday Night Live as well as the Golden Globes, Fire and Fury by Michael Wolff, and the reactions to that, both by President Trump, by Steve Bannon. As a communications expert, I'd like to know what you think, Scott, about the way people handle this. It looks like it hasn't worked out too good for Bannon, that's for sure. We're going to be right back with Scott Adams. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Brett Smith, author of Thump, The First 100 Days. Explain to people about Thump and why this is an important book and how it ties into things.
And I just thought to myself, you know, this is brilliant. This is the ultimate juxtaposition of what everyone says about the president. You know, because, you know, they say that he's a racist, misogynist, sexist, bigoted, homophobic Nazi. So what better way to counter that than by turning him into an incredibly cute, lovable, fluffy little bunny?
It's got that fun, rhyming structure to it. It's actually hilarious. I was cracking up reading the whole book. My wife was cracking up.
And it's a great book for adults. It's a great book for children. We're selling the book. We've got it bundled as well here with a one-off poster that's a collector's item. Both of these, the book, the graphic novel, and the poster are $29.95. That helps support us. So get the book, Thump, The First 100 Days, and Alex Jones, and Thump, The Art of InfoWars, for a limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com.
The elusive Matt Drudge has hinted there may be a shakeup at Breitbart News. He tweeted a photo of Andrew Breitbart with the accompanying text. The terrific Larry Solove and Susie Breitbart will take Breitbart into the fresh future. Has it really been 10 years since Andrew told me on Santa Monica Pier he was going to do it? His first hire, Alex Marlowe, became one of the best news editors in the world. The Washington Times reports that Solove was Andrew Breitbart's longtime friend and business partner, who became the president and CEO of Breitbart News after Andrew's sudden and tragic death in 2012. Although he was brought on initially to serve in a more advisory advisory function, Bannon's influence has steered the site in recent years. After the president's verbal dressing down of his former staffer, it seems unlikely Steve Bannon will stay at the helm of Breitbart. Drudge's tweet suggests a decision has all but been made to oust Bannon, and those who helped create Breitbart are taking back the reins. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and new tropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Scott Adams. Now, Scott is the author of a book, Win Bigly, and he's got a lot of very important insights, I would say, into human nature. Also into the psychology of communication, and he does it with humor. It's a great book. I would recommend you buy that rather than the Michael Wolff book that is coming out, Fire and Fury. But that's the book that everybody is talking about, and boy, it has created a lot of fire and fury. As I said earlier, you know, I think it's a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. But it certainly did create a stir. And one of the things that came up, Scott, and all that was the excerpt that was chosen to go public with was the one saying, nobody there. Nobody expected Trump to win. And you've pointed out many times that you were confident that he was going to win because the way that he had communicated and so forth, your background and hypnosis. Other than you and I, evidently nobody, not even anybody in the Trump inner circle thought that he was going to win, according to Michael Wolff, and nobody, outside of the Trump inner circle thought he was going to win. But I think what that does is it shows his, Manhattan, political perspective. And that's really where this guy's coming from. But let's talk a little bit about this, from somebody who analyzes communications and the way people respond to stuff. Tell us a little bit about what you think about, the way, for instance, Michael Wolff has handled this, good or bad. Certainly it's working out good for him so far. And the way Trump and Bannon have responded to it. Go ahead.
Well, I think what's so far been missed by the people who have been talking about this situation is that Michael Wolff, in writing about President Trump, sort of became him. In other words, this book is largely fiction, and I would say the fact-checking is going to fail in a number of places, but he still gets a good result. So his result is to sell a lot of books, get a lot of attention, and he just nailed that. And that will be far more important to his objectives than that he was a little bit more accurate than some other book or less accurate. Those things won't matter.
That's right. That's his history, really. If you go back and look at his previous books, he goes and he writes books about Silicon Valley people or about the media or about Rupert Murdoch or whatever. And people go, wait a minute. I didn't say that. Wait a minute. Those people don't even exist. Meanwhile, he sold millions of books and he never has to go back to that. But he is an excellent fiction writer, isn't he? He does go in and he absorbs and he captures the voice of people. And then he goes in and puts his words into their mouth, and damage is done. People can't do anything about it.
So, and the reason that people, the reason that such a book can even exist is that the ordinary person does not have the kind of experience that I have. I've been interviewed maybe 1,000 times over my career, probably literally 1,000 times. And I've seen how many times quotes are attributed to me that are literally just made up. Now, if you're the normal public, you say, that must be a very rare thing. You know, you get a bad actor, you get a bad quote, but that doesn't happen often. I'm here to tell you it's about half, approximately half are with quotation marks on them are things I did not say. Now, sometimes they do characterize things I was thinking, but really in the writer's voice, not mine. Other times they're just flat out wrong. And if you don't know how often that is the normal standard for this sort of writing, then you probably don't know just how inaccurate it is. So, for example, you read a book like that and you think, well, I'm sure there's some things that are wrong, but I'll bet this is 80% true. And I'm here to tell you, it might be opposite. You know, there might be just enough verifiable juice in there that you say, well, if this one was true, I'm going to believe those other ones too. I would caution you, it's probably 80-20, manufactured quotes.
Well, I think a key part of that, too, is if you read that excerpt, you see him talking in some cases in almost a, you know, kind of an omniscient perspective, which is not the sort of thing you're going to see in a factual political book. You know, he's on both sides of the phone conversation and capturing people's reactions and so forth. I mean, there is a lot of artistic license and fiction that is really just staring at you. I mean, that's why I went back and investigated this guy's history, because I read the excerpt and it's like, are you kidding me? People are taking this stuff seriously as if this is what Bannon is saying. And when he said all the opposite things publicly, and then on the basis of this book, look, he's completely lost his mind. He's completely flipped and he's saying totally different things now, as if he was literally saying that. That's the amazing thing.
Yeah. And there are a lot of things that you say to yourself, I don't believe that could have happened. It's not even that it did happen, according to Michael Wolff, but you think that doesn't even sound like something that could happen. I can't believe somebody would say this sort of thing to someone who tells you they're going to put it in a book.
Yeah.
So that should be a hint that maybe some of those things did not happen.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about Bannon's response. I mean, it's kind of interesting. There was a lot of confirmation bias involved in this. People who had a bias and this confirmed it, so they seize on it from the left. As they see, it shows us that Trump is crazy, he's evil, and maybe even we need to invoke the 25th Amendment against him. You got people in the conservative movement who look at this and say, yeah, we don't like Bannon, so let's attribute all these quotes to Bannon and so forth. Let's talk about how Bannon handled this. I mean, that was a bit of a PR disaster, wasn't it?
Well, what's his latest? He hasn't denied
silence.
It, right?
It's pretty much silence. So, I mean, he said he came out and said, well, I think Don Jr. is a great guy and Trump is a great president, but basically never really addressed it, never pushed back and said, well, that's not true. I didn't say that. And reportedly he had crafted a response, but Trump beat him to it. And when he saw it, he got angry and said, well, I'm not, you know, that's it. We're done anyway. So, you know, he basically just stayed silent on the issue.
Yeah, there's probably no upside for him because he can't double down on it because that will make people even more angry. He probably doesn't want to deny it because he probably said it. So in this specific case, there might be some truth to it, but the public can't really ever know.
Yeah, yeah. I've said that I thought basically what he should do is say to deny it. And what I thought Trump should have done was Trump should have been silent and say, well, he said exactly the opposite many times in public, in terms of the Russian thing. You know, he told Charlie Rose, absolutely, there's nothing there with the Russian investigation. And then he, according to Michael Wolff, said, it was stupid, it was treasonous, and so forth and so on. So if I was Trump, I would have just said, hey, it's fake news, left it at that, and said, if he says otherwise now, if he was saying something to him, then he's discredited himself. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, I don't think we've seen anybody connect the dots as to how taking a meeting with somebody who wants to give you some information that could be useful qualifies as treason. Because, you know, if you're in America, you've got this whole First Amendment thing going on. And I don't think it matters who tells you information if it's true. Does it?
Mm-hmm. No, mean, it doesn't. Even, as a matter of fact, Alan Dershowitz has said that. He said, hey, there's nothing criminal here. He said, everybody does it. They always get opposition research on other people. And, even if they had done a favor for her after they got power, there still wouldn't be a crime there unless there was a previous agreement. In other words, a quid pro quo saying, if I give you this information, will you do this for me later? Unless they could prove that, there wouldn't be any crime. So, it clearly wasn't treasonous and it wasn't even really stupid. So, you know, and again, the question is whether or not he said that or not. But, I don't know. I mean, what do you think, in terms of the fallout for this, in terms of President Trump? Because now I think with him going after Trump with the cease and desist letter, with him saying, hey, we got to ban that book and so forth. I mean, don't you think that is going to play into the, bias of people to confirm it? Say, look, he's afraid of this or something.
Oh yeah, people are going to believe most of what's in the book. And, there's nothing you can do to change that because people are not really looking at the facts to make their decisions. They're just sort of saying, well, I think that is something that this person would say, so I choose to believe it. People are just going to default to their prior perceptions and just look for confirmation.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see the tack. Now, of course, that is the tack that both, the current White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has taken and said, hey, this is total nonsense. I'm not going to waste my time talking about it. It's nothing but gossip and slander. Sean Spicer has essentially said the same thing. I feel like that's what they should have done at the very beginning, but we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. Well, it's been very interesting talking to you. Yeah, go ahead. We've got a couple more seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think the president comes out ahead in the long run just by giving himself some distance from a very polarizing character. So I think this is going to be ultimately net good for the president long term.
Okay, so yeah, distancing himself from Bannon is going to be good for him. All right, thank you so much, Scott Adams. And again, his book, and it's probably, if you're going to buy a book, buy Win Bigly, because that's going to give you some real insights into things that are going to help you in your life, as well as go to his blog. It's blog.dilbert.com or Twitter at Scott Adams Says. All right, that's it for our broadcast today. Thank you for joining us. I'm David Knight.